Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Reb Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
And now, Be'ezus Hashem, up to the Gemara and Daf Pei Gimel. Before we start the Gemara and Daf Pei Gimel, I would like to go back for a few minutes to the Gemara before and Daf Pei Beis. In our Mishnah, we learned that if someone is Kana Shoishi Yonis, then he is Kana Karaka. Our Gemara explains V'kama, Amar B'chia B'rabba, Amar B'ichnon, he is a Kana Tachtein, V'inein, V'chut Solhen, Kemloi, Oyuev V'salei. On this, the Gemara brings down the following kasha of Rabbi Elazar, maske for Rabbi Elazar, hashta derech einoi, oya v'sal yeshoi, derech einoi, da'arach ritehi, oya v'sal yeshoi. The Gemara goes on to say, Amar Abzeir medivra, beinu nomach hoisho hu de'einoi derech, hashnayim yeshoi, darmoi ba'ara didach kaimi. Now to explain pshat in this, Rabbi Zera says, "Midivra beinu nomach hoishu deinu derech hashnayim yeshoi." We find the tremendous machlekes between the Rashbam and Tesis. The Rashbam explains this that according to Blazer, derech einoi by kaina shoishu ilanis is because since by kaina shoishu ilanis he is kana karka. For that reason, we say that ein hoilanis netuim bekarka shobal asada shari yeshu hen karka. And for that reason, we will say, as Rashbam goes on to say, that we yishtabed sadeo liwanoisav shalakech denema gam v'chol tzarchein yishtabed. In other words, since the ilanis are netuim in the karka shal halakech, for that reason, the karka of the moicher is not meshubet to the lakech, to ensure that the lakech has kol tzarchei, what is necessary for the ilanis. And for that reason, we will say, derech einloi. And that is how the Rashbam explains that this Gemara says that Ara Achritihi. Ara Achriti is the reason behind this, that Ein Loi Derech. And Ara Achriti means that the Karka, on which the Ilanis are Netuim, is not Karka Shal Mecha, but rather the Karka is Karka Shal HaLekeach, and for that reason, Ein Loi Derech. And for the reason our Blazer asks, that Derech Ein Loi, Oyre Vesala Yeshoi, by Ara Achriti there is no Shibud on the Mecha to give the Lekeach Kol Tzarkai. And since the basis of Rabbi Elazar is because we say Ara Achriti, for that reason our Gemara goes on to say Hashnayim Yeshoi. And by Shnayim the one is not kind of Karka, and therefore is not concerned Ara Achriti, for that reason by Shnayim Yeshoi Derech. That is how the Rashbam explains Pshat in our Gemara according to the Shita of the Rashbam. As far as this, our Gemara says Hashnayim Yeshoi. Our Gemara is just referring to this by Shnayim Yeshoi Derech. But as far as Mo'ira V'Salei, there is no Hechrech Medivri Rabbeinu that by Shnayim Yeshoi Mo'ira V'Salei. Tesis on the other end argues and the Rashbam and Tesis explains this. Our Gemara says Medivri Rabbeinu Nomad Shoisha Eino and Derech Hashnayim Yeshoi and Derech. Tesis explains the Raya Medivri Rabbeinu. It's from this that when season of Elazar the Yeser Yeshoi and Derech Mo'ira V'Salei. From this Abazar says from there one sees that it is more posh that one has a derech more than this that one has Mo'ira V'Salei. And therefore from this one sees in our Mishnah. That our Mishnah says by Shnayim Higdiu Wa Yeshafa, from there one sees that by Shnayim Yeshoi Mo'ira V'Salei. And since Yeshoi Mo'ira V'Salei, for that reason we will say Kol Shekein She Yeshoi Derech. If one has Mo'ira V'Salei, for sure one has a derech. That is how Tesis explains Pshat in our Gemara. From Tesis one sees that Tesis has not explained this, our Gemara says, Ara Achriti, like the Rashbam. But rather Tesis explains this, our Gemara says, Ara Achriti, like we find in the Tesis HaRosh. The Tesis HaRosh explains this, our Gemara says, Ara Achriti, Ein Zem Midivri Abelazar, El Talmudu Demefar Shoachi. And since it is not Midivri Abelazar, for that reason our Gemara cannot say Midivri Rabbeinu Nilmad. From this, Rabbi Elazar says, Einoi Derech, based on Ara Achriti, that for that reason we will say Shnayim Yeshoi, since Rabbi Elazar is not the one who said Ara Achriti, but rather it is Talmudu who the Mefarish Kain. And for that reason, Tesis has to explain a different Mahalach in our Gemara, and a different Hechrich. For this, our Gemara says, Midivri Abeinu Nomad, that by Shnayim Yeshoi Karka. That is one Machoikis between the Rashbam and Tesis, but now there is another Machoikis between the Rashbam and Tesis as well. As far as this, that Tesis proves, from this our mission says, by Shnayim, that Allah is a Yishofa. From there, Tesis proves that Yeshua Mo'ira V'Salei. And for that reason, Tesis says that if Yeshua Mo'ira V'Salei, Kol Shekein Sheishoi Derech. On the other hand, from the Rashbam, one sees that there is no Hechrech from our Mishnah that Yeshua Mo'ira V'Salei. And for that reason, Midivra Beinu Nomad is only this, that yesh hoiderach, since it is not an arach riti. Now to explain pshat in this machlokes between the Rashbam and Tosfos. L'chayr, one can explain pshat in the sheet of the Rashbam as follows. This, I learned in our Mishnah of the Pashnayim, where Yishofa, is because he was Meshaved, his karka, for whatever is necessary for the Gidol Ha'ilon. And therefore he was Meshaved, his karka, as so far that the Moicher cannot go, and be koitit the Gidol Hanofim. But as far as Derech Moyer V'Sali, there is no Raya from our Mishnah that he was Meshaved himself for Derech and for Moyer V'Sali. The Shibud was only this, that he was Meshaved himself for whatever is necessary for the Guf Ha'ilon and for the growth of the Ilon, but not for anything that does not involve the Guf Ha'ilon or the growth of the Ilon. And for that reason, Derech Moyer V'Sali, which is not included in whatever is necessary for the growth of the Ilon, for that reason, there is no Raya from our Mishnah that he was Meshaved himself for those things. Tosfos, on the other hand, who argues in the Rashbam, because Tosfos does not differentiate between Moyoyer V'Salai and the Gidol Ha'anofim. And if there is a Shibud for Moyoyer V'Salai, so too there is a Shibud for the Gidol Ha'anofim. And if there is no Shibud for the Gidol Ha'anofim, so too there is no Shibud for Moyoyer V'Salai. In other words, Tosfos understands that the Shibud for Gidol Ha'anofim includes a Shibud for the Peiros, the one Gadol on the tree as well, and therefore there is a Shibud to allow the Lekech to collect the Peiros. The Rashbam, on the other hand, understands that one can say that the Shibud was only for the actual Gidol of the tree, and not for the Peiros of the tree. Now, one has to understand, according to the Shita of Tosfos, why didn't Rabbi Elazar prove from this that we learned in our Mishnah that by Koinah Shoy Shironis that Halach is Yishofa, from there one sees a Moyoyer V'Salei Einlai. If according to Tosfos, Moyoyer V'Salei and Yishofa are dependent one upon the other, then Ochayr, from this I learned in our Mishnah that by Koinah Shoy Shironis that Halach is Yishofa, from there one clearly sees that by Koinah Shoy Shironis he does not own Moyoyer V'Salei. And therefore, why did Rabbi Elazar find it necessary to prove the Moyoyer V'Salei Einlai? From a Kal Chomer from Derech Einoi, Kol Shekei Moyer V'Salei Einoi, prove Moyer V'Salei Einoi from this, that our Mishnah says Yishofa. So to answer this kasha and to explain Pshat in the Shita of Tosfos, Ochayr one sees as follows, that Tosfos understands this that we say, that Yishofa is dependent upon Moyer V'Salei, is only as far as a Shibud Karka is concerned. If there is a Shibud Karka, that the Karka is Meshubet to the Lekech for Moyer V'Salei, so to the karka will be meshubet to the lekeach for lo yishofa. And if there is alocha of yishofa, and the karka is not meshubet to the lekeach, in order for us to say lo yishofa, so to the karka will not be meshubet to the lekeach as far as moyer v'salei. But that is only as far as shibudim are concerned. But as far as owning the gufa karka, even if we are to say that one owns the gufa karka moyer v'salei, that does not necessarily mean that so to one will own the gufa karka in order for us to say Yishofa, but rather, even if one has the Gufa Karka, and one has a Kenyan in the Gufa Karka, as far as this, that he owned Moyoyer V'Salei, but still, he will not own the Gufa Karka as far as this, that we will say Yishofa. In other words, as far as Shibudim are concerned, we do not differentiate according to the Shita of Tosfos between Moyoyer V'Salei and between the Halacha of Yishofa or Yishofa. But as far as owning the Gufa Karka, that there is not just a Shibur in the Gufa Karka to the Lekech, but rather he actually owns the Gufa Karka. As far as this, we will say that even if he owns Moyoyer V'Salei, but still the Halacha can be Yishofa, he does not own the entire Karka connected the Gidol Hanofim. Since Hanofim were Nisgadol Acher HaMekach, whatever is Tachas Hanofim was not included in the Mekach. Only Moyoyer V'Salei, which was necessary at the time of the Mekach, do we say that that was included in the Mekach, and therefore he owns Moyoyer V'Salei. And for the reason Rabbi Elazar has to prove that Moyoyer V'Salei Einoi from a Kal V'Chomer from Derech, that if Derech Einoi, Kol Shekein that Einoi Moyoyer V'Salei. So again, from Tosfos Achayu one sees that Rabbi Elazar understands this Rabbi Yechonon and says that Moyoyer V'Salei Yeshe V'Koinah Shoy Shironis means that he actually owns Moyoyer V'Salei. And it is not just a Shibud, but rather he has an actual Kenyan in the Gufa Karka, Kedei Shir Moyoyer V'Salei. In the Rashbam, on the other hand, we find that the Rashbam argues on Tosfos, and the Rashbam explains that Rabbi Elazar understands with Shitas Rabbi Yechonon and this Rabbi Yechonon says Moyoyer V'Salei does not mean that he is an actual Kenyan Haguf in the Karka, Kedei Shir Moyoyer V'Salei, but rather all he has is a Shibud. And the Rashbam Moshitasi understands that the Shibud Amoyoyo Vesali and the Shibud Kedegido Hanafamanati pendant one upon the other. And for that reason, even though in our Mishnah there is Alacha Vishafa Betstol, from there one cannot prove that Einway Moyoyo Vesali, and for that reason, Abbas needs a Kavachimer from this that Derech Einway, Kol Shekin, that Moyoyo Vesali Einway. That is a clear another Machlekes that comes out between the Rashbam and Tesis. Based on the sheet of the Rashbam, the Moyoyo Vesali and the Alacha Vishafa are not dependent one upon the other. For that reason, the Rashbam goes on to say that even according to Rekiva, it's Meicher by Yafa Meicher, and for that reason, by Kreina Shoishi Yonis, we will say that he has Moyoyo Vesali, but so the Alacha will be Yishafa. Well, according to the sheet of Tesis, who argues on the Rashbam and understands that wherever there is a Shibud of Moyoyo Vesali, we do not say Yishafa, then so too, according to Rekiva, we will have to say that there is no halacha Moyoyo Vesali. And even though we say Meicher by Yafa Meicher, but still, that does not include Moyoyo Vesali. As we find the Ritva brings down B'Shem Yesh Mefarshim, that the Yesh Mefarshim says that even according to the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, who holds Meicher by Yafa Meicher, but still, the Lekech does not have Moyoyo Vesali. Just like we find in our Gemara, that even according to the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, holds Meicher by Yafa Meicher, but still, the Halach is Yishafa, as our Gemara says, Eimer Dom Rabbi Kiva, Gabi Bor Vedos Loi Machashi Ara, Gabi Ilan Mishamesai, and since by Ilan it is Machash Ara, for that reason we say that Halach is Yishafa, so too, as far as Moyoyo Vesali, according to Rabbi Kiva, we will say that Einway Moyoyo Vesali, since it is Machash Ara. That is the Shita of the Yesh Mefarshim, and so too Lechir is the Shita of Tesis as well. So now getting back to the Ikar Halacha, the Rabbi Chiya Rabbi says, B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, that by Kona Shoisha Kona Karak, and Rabbi Yechanan explains that this includes Kona Tachtein Veinein V'chutzon Kmo Yerev V'Salai. As we mentioned, Lechir, there is a tremendous machlekes between the Rashbam and Tesis. According to the Rashbam, this that we say that he is Kona Yerev V'Salai does not mean that he owns Moyoyo Vesali completely, but rather all means is this, that Moyoyo Vesali is Meshubad to the Lekeach. And the Shiba to the Lekeach is dependent upon the Shita Rabbi Kivod's Meicher Bayin Yafa Meicher. And this, Rabbi Lazar argues, is because Rabbi Lazar holds like the Shita of Rabbanon, that we do not say Meicher Bayin Yafa Meicher. And even though, as we find in our Gemara, the one can explain that our Mishnah is even going according to the Shita Rabbi Kivod's Meicher Bayin Yafa Meicher, and still we will say Yishafa, but still Rabbi Lazar holds like the Shita of Rabbanon, that we do not say Meicher Bayin Yafa Meicher, and for that reason, Einway Derech Ve'einway Moyoyo Vesali. According to the Shita of Tesis, on the other hand, this Rabbi Yechanan says that Yeshay Moyoyo Vesali is not based on the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, but rather this, that Yeshay Moyoyo Vesali is because we say that there was a Mechira on Moyoyo Vesali, and the Moyoyo Vesali belongs to the Lekeach Lagamri. As far as Derech, on the other hand, Derech is dependent upon the Machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanon. If Yeshay Derech, or Einway Derech, and this Rabbi Lazar holds Einway Derech, is because Rabbi Lazar holds like the Shita of Rabbanon, that we say Meicher, Bayin Ra Meicher, and for that reason, Einway Derech. That is the what comes out, B'Shita Satesvis. Our Gemara goes on to say, Tanya Kavasi the B'Chia Barabar is a Kona Tachtein Veinein V'chutzon Kamoyoyo V'Salei. On this, our Gemara brings down the following Shaila Amoy Abai or Yosef Oyson Oya Vesali Mizoyon. Amoy Tinitu Achitzen Zereas Haderech. Amoy Midami Hasam Le Sleep Seda Lekeach Avahocha Sleep Seda Lekeach. Domoy Kamatan Feperi. The Gemara goes on to say, Holy Damia Alo Sefer Zeveze Einon Rashoim Mazoya. So again, our Gemara brings down a machlekes between Abai and Rabbi Yosef, who is Zerea Oysan Moyoyo Vesali. According to Rabbi Yosef, it is the Meicher has a right to be Zerea Oysan Moyoyo Vesali. On the other hand, according to Abai, we say Zeveze Ein Rashon Lezoya. And both the Meicher and the Lekech are not allowed to be Zerea Oysan Moyoyo Vesali. The Gemara goes on to say, Tanya Kvase da Abai, Hareza Kona Tachtein, Uveinein Vechutzon Kmoyoyo Vesali, Vezeveze Einan Rashon Lezoya. Now, from this, that one sees that the halach is Einan Roshon Lezeyon, even according to Rabbi Yosef. It is the Meicher who is allowed to be Zerea Oysom Moyoyo Vesali, not the Lekeach. From there, one clearly sees that the Lekeach does not own Moyoyo Vesali completely. All there is a Shibud. If we are to say that the Lokeach owns Moira Vesali completely, Lokeach is Poshet, that the Moira is not allowed to be Zerea Oysa Moira Vesali, and so to Lokeach, the Lokeach should be allowed to be Zerea Oysa Moira Vesali, since Moira Vesali belonged to the Lokeach. So from our Gemara, Lokeach one clearly sees like the Shita of the Rashbam and other Yishenim, that the Lokeach does not own Moira Vesali completely, but rather we say that the Moira Vesali are Meshubed to the Lokeach. And since Moir Vesali do not belong completely to the Lokeach, for that reason the Lokeach is not able to be Zerea Ois and Moir Vesali. Now as far as the Meicher being able to be Zerea Ois and Moir Vesali, that is Machlokes between Abaye and Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef understands that the Meicher has a right to be Zerea Ois and Moir Vesali. On the other hand, Abaye argues, since there is a Hefsed for the Lokeach, as Abaye explains, the Kometan Fi Peri. And based on the Tina of Peres, for that reason we say that the Shibud includes this, that the Peres of the Lokeach should not become a Tunif with the Zriya of the Meicher, and for that reason, the Meicher is not allowed to be Zerea Ois and Moira Vesali. But now one has to understand, according to the Shita of Tesis, as he mentioned before, a Lokeach from Tesis one sees that Ois and Moira Vesali belong to the Lokeach Gamri. If so, what is Pshat in our Gemara? So Lokeach, according to the Shita of Tesis, one has to say that even though the Moira Vesali belonged to the Lokeach, but the Meicher was Meshayer's Chos in the Moira Vesali, that the Meicher has a right to use Moira Vesali as long as his usage will not affect the Lokeach. And therefore, if not for the fact that the Zriya of the Meicher will be Metanef the Peres of the Lokeach, the Meicher would have had a right to be Zriya the Moira Vesali, since again he was Meshayer in the Moira Vesali's Chos Eshtamshos. That is a Chira. How one has to explain Pshat in our Gemara according to the Shita of Tesis. Now let us go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara brings down the following machlokes v'kami yehei b'neim. Rav Yosef amar Rav Yehuda amar Shmuel me'arba ames v'ad shmeine. Rava amar Rav Nachman amar Shmuel me'shmeine v'ad sheish esrei. Our Gemara goes on to bring a third Shita. Amar Rava hilchasa me'arba ames v'ad sheish esrei. And our Gemara says, Tanya Kavasi, the Rava Kami Mukuravan Arba Ames, Vakami Muruchakim Shei Shesre, Hareze Konakarka Vesheilone Shabeneim, Pachas Mikana Yesra Alkain, Oishalachim Bazach Herze Hareze Wakonawa Sakarka Vesheilone Shabeneim. In the Rishainim, we find that the Rishainim asked the following Kasha from this that we learned before in that fine base of an Aleph. That if someone was Maktish Shoyshayonis Himata Sarva Beisa, then we say that he was Maktish the Karka as well. As Tosis before explains in the Famavavam Beis, the Shir Himata Sarva Beisa is a larger Shir than Tesayinama. So from there one sees that even more than Tesayinama, still we say that if he was Maktish Kamuilonis, then he was Maktish Esa Karka, and so too over there one sees that closer than the Shir Yamata Sarabesa is considered too close. And therefore, someone was Maktish Hilonis. More than Mata Sarabesa, the Lach will be Loi Hiktish Asakarka. In our sugya, on the other hand, one sees the exact opposite. That more than Tesainama is too far apart. And only less than Tesainama, according to Mandarma, is enough to be Mitzarif the Shoish Hilonis in order to be Kaina Karka. So to answer this kash, we find two Mahalchim in the Rashbam. The Rashbam in our sugya explains that there is a machlokes, and there is a machlokes tanoim both as far as mechira and as far as hektish is concerned. If in order to be maktish and be meicher sakarka, is a shir as our Gemara explains up till tazainama, or is a shir mimata sarlo beisa? That is how the Rashbam explains in our sugya. The Rashbam before that from beis amadalf answers the seeming steer with a different mahalach, and the Rashbam differentiates between hektish and mechira. And as far as Mechira is concerned, the Shir is up till Tesainama. On the other hand, as far as Hektish, the Shir is Imata Sarla Beisa. This that by Hektish, the Shir is Imata Sarla Beisa, is because Hektish is dependent upon Yanika. This that we say that if someone is Maktish as Ilonis, he is Maktish, the Karka is dependent upon the Nika of the Ilonis. On the other hand, Mechira is dependent upon the Das Meicher. And since Mechira is dependent upon the Das Meicher, for that reason by Mechira the Shir is up till Tazayin Amo. That is how the Rashbam answers the Kash on Dafayim Beis Amud Aleph. But Lokhir one has to understand Pshat in the Teres of the Rashbam. Lokhir the Rashbam only answered one part of the seeming steer between the Sugya in our Gemara and the Sugya before in Dafayim Beis Amud Aleph, as far as when do we say Machar or Hikdash HaSakarka? And as far as this, that in our sugi one sees that more than Tesainama we do not say Machar Sakarka. And as far as Hikdash, we say that even more than Tesainama still thou walkest Hikdash HaSakarka. The Rashbam answers the Kasha by saying that by Hikdash it is dependent upon Yanika, and therefore, even though the three Uwanis are meruchakim one from the other more than Tesainama, but still the Awach will be Hikdash HaSakarka, since Hikdash is dependent upon Yanika. But as far as this, then one sees in the Gemara before in the Afayim Beis Amud Aleph, that if they are planted closer than Mata Asar HaBeisa, then we do not say Hikdash HaSakarka. But here the Rashbam did not answer that part of the Stira. What is Pshat that as far as our sugya is concerned? As far as Mechira we say, the three Ilanis in the radius of Tesayin Am or less are not considered too close together. On the other hand, as far as Hektish, if they are closer than Mata, Saro, Beisa, they are considered too close together, which is the Kasha that we find in the Arama before in the Afayim Beis Amud Aleph. So to answer this Kasha, we find there are Moshe and Dibris Moshe and Simon Chav Tes and Af Beis answers and explains Pshat in the Rashbam as follows. This that the Rashbam says, that there is a difference between Hektish and Mechira, since by Mechira, Mechira is dependent upon the Das HaMecher. On the other hand, Hektish is dependent upon Yanika. This that Hektish is dependent upon Yanika is because by Hektish, the reason why the Karka is Hektish is because the Karka is considered the Tashmi Shea Ilan, since the Karka is being used for the Yanika of the Ilan. And since the Karka is considered Tashmi Shea Ilan for the reason that Karka is Huktash Mimela, one does not need special Das to Yimaktish the Karka, but rather the Karka is Huktash Mimela, since the Karka is necessary for the Yanika of the Ilan. And therefore the Karka is considered Mitashmi Shea Ilan. Only by Mecher do we say that since Mecher is dependent upon the Das HaMecher, do we say that the Shear is from Daud Ames till Tezayin. This that we say, that if one has three Ilanis, which are planted in a Shear less than Mata Asar HaBeisa, then the Karka is not Hukdash, is because if the Ilanis are planted less than Mata Asar HaBeisa, then we no longer consider the Karka as being used for the Yanika of the Ilanis. Since as far as Yanika is concerned, the Ilanis are planted too close together, and therefore we no longer consider the Karka mitashmi she'a Ilan. Since the person who was Neitea Ilanis in the Karka did not use the Karka in a way which we can see the Karka as tashmi she'a Ilan, since he did not use the Karka solely as a place for the Yanika of the Ilanis. As far as Yanika is concerned, he planted the Ilanis too close together. And for that reason, the Shear by Hektish is Imata Asaru HaBeisa. This at the Rashbam and our Sugi is Chizer, from what the Rashbam said in the Afayim Beis Amud Aleph. And the Rashbam explains that there is a Machlokes Tanoim, as far as the Shear, in which we say that by Gimel Ilanis the Karka is Huktash or Mocher, is because the Rashbam and our Sugi understands this about Gimel Ilanis, though a keach was kona the sode, is not because we have specific das, that the mocher had specific das to sell the karka, but rather the karka is mocher me'ilav, since the karka is considered a stay ilan. And therefore the karka is considered part of the Ilanis. And for that reason, Rashbam and Arsugi understands that there is no mokum to differentiate between hektish and mecher. If about Gimel Ilanis, midawad at hazayin, we will say that the Karka is Mocher and the Karka is considered a Steilon, so too by Hektish we will say that Midalad Vatesayin, the Karka is considered a Steilon, and the Karka will become Huktash. And so too more than Tesayin, just like the Karka is not Mocher, since then the Karka is not considered a Steilon, so too the Karka will not become Huktash. So again we have two Mahalchim in the Rashbam, as far as this, that we say that by Kona Gimel Ilanis he is Kona the Sode. Is it because we have specific Das HaMecher, and the Mecher Das to sell the Karka, or is it Pshat, because then we consider the Karka as a Steilon, like we find in the Rashbam and our Mishnah, and for that reason the Karka is Mocher Memela. In our Gemara we find that our Gemara says the following Halacha, by Kona Shoishi Ilanis, and we say there is a Kona Esakarka Veseilone Shabeinayim. In the Rishonim we find that the Rishonim ask the following Kasha, if there are Ilone Shabeinayim, then Ulchirich we consider it Tzufim. Because of the Ilone Shabeinayim, we should say that the Ilones are not spread out properly, and therefore the Halacha should be Loi Kona Karka. To answer this kash, we find that the Rashbam answers this kasha by saying as follows. The Rashbam explains this, that we say, that he is koina, the Ilonis b'neim is referring to Ilonis k'tanim. Between the Ilonis hagadolim, one has daor ames. Just it happens to be that there are Ilonis that are k'tanim, which are between the Ilonis hagadolim. And since one has daor ames between the Ilonis hagadolim, for that reason the Ilonis are spread out properly. And so do we find in Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah explains this, that we say, the one is koina, the Ilonis b'neim is referring to shtilim, shaychashivu, shvuya, ha'ilonis v'tzufim. On the other end of Tosfos, before in that fine base, and now if we find that Tosfos explains, this, that we say, that he is koina, Ilonis b'neim is referring to Ilonis rak. Ilonis rak do not make the other Ilonis, which are not Ilonis rak, consider v'tzufim. Since Ilonis rak are oimdim le'yoker, for that reason, we still consider that there is a proper distance between the other Ilonis. And for that reason, we say that he is koina karka. In the Rambam, in Huchas Mechira, Perkhov Tal al-Khaof, we find that the Rambam says, Hamoicher gimel Ilonis, if you hoyu gimel, netiyes ketanes koina karka. In other words, one does not need to be koina gimel Ilonis kedilim in order to be koina karka, but rather, even netiyes ketanes is enough for us to say that if he is koina gimel netiyes, he is koina karka. The Magen Mishnah explains that the makor of the Rambam is from this, where Mishnah says Ilonis dam, which is mashma loishna gedilim v'loishna ketanim. In the Torah in Siman Reish Tassayin, we find that the Torah brings down that Rabbeinu Yonah argues on the Rambam, and Rabbeinu Yonah understands that only by Ilonis kedilim will we say that by koina shoyish Ilonis he is koina karka, by netiyes we will not say koina karka. In the Bach, we find the Bach asks the following kash on the Shita of the Rambam. According to the Rambam, understands that the halach of our Mishnah even applies to netiyes, and even by koina netiyes we will say koina karka. If so, how does the Rambam explain this, that we say, Hariza konas akarka vaseilonish abeinayam? According to the Rambam, one cannot answer the kash by saying, like the Rashbam and Rabbeinu Yonah, that the ilonish abeinayam is referring to netiyes, since according to the Rambam, even netiyes should be enough for us to say one does not have the proper shiur merchak between the ilonis. So to explain pshat in the sheet of the Rambam, we find that the Bach explains that according to the Rambam, one has to say this, that we learned the one is koina, the Ilonis b'neim is referring to Ilonis rak, like the Shita of Tosfos before and Dafayim Beis Amud Aleph. On the other hand, if one would have netiyes ben tayim, then it would no longer be considered as if we have the proper shir merchak between the Ilonis. From this, the Rashbam says, the one is koina, Ilonis b'neim is referring to netiyes like Rabbeinu Yonah, okay, one sees that the Rashbam understands, like the Shita of Rabbeinu Yonah, that the halacha of koina Ilonis, the one is koina karka, is only referring to Ilonis kedilim and not to netiyes. Now, everyone has to understand pshat in this machlekes harishanim. If the halacha of our Mishnah applies even to netiyes or only to regular Ilonis, one can explain that the machlekes is dependent upon the previous shayla that we mentioned before, as far as how to understand the halacha of our Mishnah, that by koina shoish Ilonis, one is koina karka. Do we understand that the halacha of koina shoish Ilonis is koina karka is based on the Das HaMoicher, and the specific Das Mitzad HaMoicher to sell the karka, or do we understand this, that by koina gimilonis one is koina karka, is because we see the karka as a steilon, and the mela the karka is included in the seal of the ilonis? If we are to understand that halacha of koina karka is based on Das HaMoicher, for that reason the Rambam understands that halacha of koina karka even applies to netiyes, since eventually these netiyes will turn into full-grown Ilonis. For that reason, we say that the Das HaMoicher was to sell the karka with the netiyes to the Lekeach. On the other hand, if we are to understand, like the Shita, the Rashbam, how the Rashbam explains Pshat in our Sugya, that the halacha of kone Ilonis, kone karka, is based on this, that we consider the Sod as a steilon, and for that reason the karka is memela included in the sale of the Ilonis. For that reason, the Rashbam and so to Rabbeinu Yonah understand that the halacha of our Mishnah only applies to full-grown Ilonis and not to netiyes. The fact that eventually the netiyes will become Ilonis is not enough for us to consider the karka as a steilon at this point of time. At the time of the Mechira, the karka is not yet considered a steilon. And since the karka is not yet considered a steilon, for that reason the karka is not automatically included in the sale of the Ilonis. Only by regular full-grown Ilonis will we say that the halacha is koina karka, since then we consider the karka as a steilon. In our Gemara we find that our Gemara says that the shear is at tesayin amah. Now what is the halacha as far as tesayin amah itself? if the Ilonis are Meruchakim Kashir Tesainama, do we consider the Ilonis as Mefuzarim, or do we say that as long as it is not more than Tesainama, then the Ilonis are not considered Mefuzarim? In the Rashbam at the Ramascho Sheish Esri, we find that the Rashbam understands that only up till Tesainama do we say that the Ilonis are not considered Mefuzarim. If the Ilonis are Meruchakim Tesainama, then the Ilonis are considered Mefuzarim. As Zechir one sees by Kalayim as well, that Tesainama is considered Mefuzarim. On the other hand, Tesis we find that Tesis argues on the Rashbam, and Tesis explains that even if the Ilonis are Meruchakim Tesainama, but still the Ilonis are not considered Mefuzarim. Tesis asks the following kasha. Tesis asks, V'teima, degabi mecher v'tesayin loi chashivim mefuzarim, degabi kalayim chashivim mefuzarim. Tesis answers his kasha by saying that there is no difference between mecher and kalayim, and even by kalayim, such a shir tesayinama is not considered mefuzarim. This that we say, that by kalayim tesayinama is considered mefuzarim, is only by tesayinama sheichakos. And as far as Mecher Tezainama Sheikhakais is also considered Mefuzarim. And the Lach will be Loi Kone Karka by Tezainama Sheikhakais. So again, both the Rashbam and Tesis understand that there is no difference between Mecher and Kalayim. Just the Rashbam explains that both by Mecher and Kalayim, Tezainama is considered Mefuzarim. And this we find in our Gemara, that our Gemara says, Kam Yumru Chokim Tezainama. Hareza konakarka is lav dafka. Tesis, on the other hand, understands our Gemara is dafka. And even by kalayim, by such a tesainama, we will say that it is not considered mefuzarim. In the Achreinim, for example, in the Pnei Shlema, in the Aruch HaShulchan and Chesh Mishpat, Simen Reish Tesayin, and the Chazanish and Kalayim, Simen Yod, Sivkot and Dalet, we find that the Achreinim prove B'shitas HaRambam that the Rambam has another mahalach as far as how to answer this kasha. In the Rambam and Hochs Mechira Perchov Tau Ruach HaGimel, we find the Rambam Paskin Zayk Rava. That as far as Konakarka, the Shir is Midar Ames Ate Zayin. On the other hand, in Hochs Kalayim and Perch Zayin Ruach HaBeis Ruach HaDal, we find the Rambam Paskins. That as far as Kalayim, if they are Meruchakim Keshir Chesamas, then they are considered Mufuzarim. And we do not say that until Tesainama they are not considered Mefuzarim. Well, here in our Gemara we find that our Gemara compares Mechira to Kalayim. And therefore, if as far as Mechira the Shir is Tol Tesainama, so too by Kalayim the Shir should be Tol Tesainama. So to explain Pshat in the Shita of the Rambam, we find that the Achreinim say as follows, that even though our Gemara compares Mechir to Kalayim, that is only in the Havamina of our Gemara. According to the Maskana of our Gemara, we do not compare Kalayim to Mechira. And Kalayim and Mechira have two different Shiurim. The Makar of the Rambam, that according to the Maskan of our Gemara, Kalayim and Mechira have two different Shiurim, is from this that our Gemara says that by Mechira the Shiur is Tesainama, and by Tesainama still the Halach is of the Karka is Macher. Even though by Kalayim, Tesainama is already considered Mefuzarim, which is the Kasha of the Rashbam and Tesis that we mentioned before. For that reason, the Rambam explains that according to the Maskan of our Gemara, Kalayim and Mechira are not dependent one upon the other, and they have two different Shurim. And just like we find that they have two different Shurim as far as Tesainama is concerned, that by Kalayim Tesainama is concerned Mufuzarim, and as far as Mekach Umemkar Tesainama is not concerned Mufuzarim, so too one can say that they have different Shurim as far as from Chesama is till Tesainama. That as far as Kalayim, Chesama is already considered Mufuzarim, on the other hand, as far as Mekach u'Memkar, the Shir is Tol Tesainama. Now, here to understand what changed between the Havmina Maskan of our Gemara, if we compare Mekach u'Memkar to Kalayim or not, here one can explain Pshat and the Shaka of the Tire of our Gemara according to the Sheet of the Rambam with one of two Mahalchim. The first Mahalch is by saying that in the Havmina of our Gemara this, then the Havmina of our Gemara understands that one can compare Kalayim to Mekach u'Memkar, is because our Gemara understands that Kalayim is dependent upon this, that the Karka is considered a Kerem, and based on this, that the Karka is considered a Kerem, for that reason there is an Isser of Kalayim. And therefore, as long as it is not Mefuzarim, then we consider the Karka as a Kerem. On the other hand, if it is Mefuzarim, it is no longer considered as a Kerem, and for that reason, there is no longer an Isser of Kalayim. And therefore, so too our Gemara understands that as far as Hashem's Deilon, one can compare Mekach u'Memkar to Kalayim. And whatever is considered Mufuzarim, as far as Kalayim is concerned, so too will be considered Mufuzarim, as far as being considered a Steilon. This, that according to the Maskana of our Gemara understands, that we cannot compare Kalayim to Mekach u'Memkar, is because the Maskana of our Gemara understands that Kalayim is dependent upon Maris Ayin. And as long as it looks like a Kerem, then there is an Isser Kalayim. And if it does not look like a Kerem, then there is no Isser of Kalayim, as we find in the Adarman, Dafayim, Besam, and Aleph. And for that reason, our Gemara understands Maskana, that one can differentiate between Kalayim and Mekach u'Memkar. That is one Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat and the Shaku of the Taya of our Gemara. Another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat and the Shaku of the Taya of our Gemara is by saying that the Shaku of the Taya of our Gemara and the Havamina and Maskana of our Gemara is not because our Gemara is changing how to understand Kalayim, but rather our Gemara is changing as far as how to understand Mekach u'Memkar. This, the Baishoi Sheilonis, he is Kona Karka. Is it because we consider the Karka as a Steilon, which is the Havmin of our Gemara, and for that reason, in the Havmin of our Gemara understands that we can compare Mekach u'Memkar to Kalayim? On the other end, according to the Maskana of our Gemara, this, the Baishoi Sheilonis, he is Kona Karka, is not because the Karka is considered a Steilon, but rather, as we mentioned before, this, that there is Aloch of Kona Karka according to the Rambam, is because we say that the das of the meicher was to include the karka. And since the mechir of the karka is dependent upon the das of the meicher, and it is not dependent upon this, that the karka is considered a steilon, for that reason, l'maskan of our Gemara understands we cannot compare mekach u'memkar to kalayim. Kalayim is dependent upon the shem karem. On the other hand, Mekach u'Memkar, according to the Maskan of our Gemara, is not dependent upon the Shem Steilon. That is another Mahalach with which one can explain Pshat and the Shakla V'Tayr of our Gemara according to the Shita of the Rambam. In the Sefer Machzis HaShakla, we find the following Kasha on Taisus. As we mentioned before, Taisus explains that Kalayim and Mekach u'Memkar have the same Halacha, and the Shir Tesainama, which is not concerned with Huzarim as far as Mekach u'Memkar, so too is not concerned with Huzarim as far as Kalayim. This that we say, that Tesainama is concerned with Huzarim as far as Kalayim, is only Tesainama Shchukais. The Machzis HaShakla asks, this about Kalayim, the Shir Tesainama is a Shir Tesainama Shchukais, is as we find in the Gemara and Erevin only Misafik. There is a Safik if we are Meshayer with Amash Chukais or Amais or not Amash Chukais. And therefore, by Kalayim, we are Machmer Misafik, and we say that to be considered with Huzorim, we are Meshar with Amash Chukais. But since this, the one is Meshar with Amash Chukais, is only Misafik, what is Pshat that by Mekach u'Memkar we say that up to Amash Chukais, the Loch is Kona Lekeach, Hochurim Misafik, we should say Loi Kona Lekeach, and we should be Oikim the Karka v'cheskas Morikamo. Just like we find that by Kona Shneilonis, since there is a suffix, for that reason we say Oikim Karka v'cheskas Morikama, and for that reason Halach is Loi Kona Karka, so too by this suffix of Tesain Amma. Ba'amais She'enam Shchukas, we should say Loi Kona Karka Misafik. That is the Kasha that the Machzis HaShakla asks on Taisus. To answer the Kasha, the Machzis HaShakla Chur, one can say as follows. This that we say, that there is a Shir Tesain Amma. And if the Ilonis are Meruchakim more than Tesainama, then they are concerned with Huzarim, and one is not Kaina the Karka, is only as far as the Halacha of Shoish Ilonis is concerned. As far as the Halacha, that if someone is Kaina Shoish Ilonis, then he is Kaina Karka, one needs that the Ilonis should not be concerned with Huzarim. But as far as this, that we find in the Gemara before that there is a Safek by Kona Shnei Ilonis, if one is Kona Karka or not. And even by Kaina Shneilonis, there's a tzad that one is Kaina Karka. As far as Shneilonis is concerned, there is no shear of Tesainama on the tzad that Shneilonis is Kona Karka. Then even if the Shneilonis are concerned with Huzarim, still there is a tzad that one will be Kaina Karka. And therefore, if one has a suffix as far as Shoy Shneilonis, for example, if the Yonis are Meruchakim Tesainama, but they are not Meruchakim Kishir Tesainama Shechakais, then there are two tzadim for us to say that he is Kaina the Karka, either because only with Tesainam HaShoychakais do we consider the Ilonis as Mufuzarim, and for that reason we din Kana Shoysh Ilonis, he has a din to be Kaina Karka, and then there is another tzad as well, that we din Kana Shnei Ilonis, he has a din to be Kaina Karka. And for that reason, one has a sfeik sfeika in which one can say that he has a din to be kaina karka, either midin kana shnei lanes, or midin kana shoy shei lanes till the shear of tezai nama sheikhakais. And for that reason, Tesis explains that till the shear of tezai nama sheikhakais, we will say that he is kana karka. This that we explained, that midin kana shnei lanes, ala tzad kana shnei lanes is kana karka, then we will say that even if the shnei lanes are meruchakim keshir tesai nama, but still one will have a din to be kana karka, is because one can explain that the halacha of kana shoy sheilonis kana karka and the tzad that kana sheilonis is kana karka are two completely different dinim. As we find that the mefarshim explained mishitas atesis before in the afayim base, as far as the halacha that kana shoy sheilonis is kana karka, this that we say, that kana shoy sheilonis is kana karka, is because by shoy sheilonis we consider the karka as a steilon, and therefore memela the karka is kanei to whoever owns the ilonis. The karka is included in the sale of the ilonis. On the other hand, as far as the tzad, that kana shnei ilonis is kana karka, this that there is a tzad, that kana shnei ilonis is kana karka, is not because we consider the karka as a steilon. As far as us considering the karka as a steilon, one needs shoy sheilonis. This that there is a tzad, that kana shnei ilonis is kana karka, is only because we say that there is a tzad, that by kana shnei ilonis, then one has a das hamuicher to sell the karka together with the ilonis. And that is a tzad, that kana shnei ilonis is kana karka. And since the tzad, that kana shnei ilonis is kana karka, is not because we consider the karka as a steilon, but rather we say that the das hamuicher was to include the karka in the sale of the ilonis. For that reason, even if the ilonis are mefuzarim, but still one can say that the das hamuicher was to include the sale of the karka together with two ilonis. That is a chira, how one can explain pshat in the shita of Tesis. In our Gemara we find that our Gemara asks a number of shailas as far as the halacha of kana shoy sheilonis kana karka. For example, our Gemara asks, Boira, Papa machro shnayim b'seich sadeo v'echad al ameitzer ma'u, shnayim b'seich shoy v'echad b'seich shoch haveri ma'i. And the Gemara ends off, b'teiku. And so too our Gemara goes on to ask other shailas. For example, Boira v'ashi bor ma'u shetavsik, Amas hamayim ma'u shetafsik, v'shasarabim ma'u, rechva d'dikli ma'u. And the Gemara ends off by saying, teiku. Now as far as how to paskin by these fakers, we find the seeming machoikis harishenim. The Rif says, Hari elu kuano v'teiko v'kaimon d'choteiko d'mamayno chumro t'hevea v'kuo v'netfa. In other words, this, that one is not kaina karka, is only misafik. And this, that one is not kaina karka, is based on the rule that we say, Kol teiku d'mamayna chumro t'hevea v'kuo v'netfa. On the other hand, from the Rosh, it is mashma, that the psak by all these fakers is not a psak misafik, but rather the psak by all these fakers is a psak mitavadai. As the Rosh says, Kivan d'masafkon loy kona karka. And so too is the mashmos, the Rambam, in Perkhov Dalad mihoches mechira al-chadawad as a mere sumuches medayik. Now, here one has to understand, what is the pshat that the Rosh and the Rambam are mashman, the one is not kina, the karka mitam vaday. L'chir, which we consider regular safik, and therefore this, that we should say like kona karka, is only based on the rule of uki mamayna v'cheskas marikama. So to explain pshat in the mashmos of the Rambam and the Rosh, we find the Ramir Simcha explains as follows. Ramir Simcha explains that whenever someone is meicher davar, the amnu chachamim tzerech hatashmishim lo'esei davar, va'amru d'macher gam davar poini'imai, af al pish v'pirish, then we say b'lei pirish kiven mesafgo chachamim im'isa b'kavanasi limker o'esei davar eloi, misfeik ha'amino d'imacher rak mashe pirish, avomash v'pirish kiven mesafgo chachamim im isa de kavanos yo wimker gam davza have a little care of farish um estamo izaven how a care rak my de psiko khakhamem shu ma kharimai avo mad mesaf ko khakhamem vay have dai to yo knaysai. And therefore Meir Simcha goes on to say, ulchein bcho hanachmi with mesaf ko khakhamem aminan de have a little care of farish um de way pirish ay kiven wiknes fakt vorem hamevurarim demechurim bechal oisei davar shalakach lidvarim hamesupakim v'cheinoi mahani tfisa behu borer. In other words, since his mesupik v'hu l'chachamim, for that reason we say that mitam vaday it is not included in the kavanas hamechira, And for that reason, tefisa will not work. Since again, according to the Rambam, the mekach is not chal mitam vade, since it is not included in the kavonas hamecher. They do not mean to include the karka if the karka itself is mesupik, if the karka should be included in the mekach. But now, one has to understand what is pshat in this that we find before in the Gemara, that by konash neilonis there is a suffix, one is kona karka or not. And for that reason, the halach is mevi vene kairi. In other words, from there one sees that the suffix remains a suffix. We do not say that since it is mesafku hu l'chachamim, for that reason he is not kaina the karka mitam vaday. So to answer this kash and explain pshat in the sheet of the Rosh and the Rambam, one has to say as follows, that the Rosh and the Rambam understand that the suffix by kona neilonis and the suffix by kona shoy sheilonis are two different sveikis. And this, that the Gemara is a tzad, that by konash neilonis he is konakarka. And this, that konash hoi sheilonis is konakarka, they work in two completely different ways. And the Rosh and the Rambam argue on this that we mentioned before, b'shitas tataisis. And they explain the chilek with an opposite mahalach. This, that our Gemara is a tzad, that konash neilonis is konakarka, is not because there's a suffix as far as Da'as HaMeicher is concerned, if the Meicher meant to include Mechiras HaKarka together with the Ilonis or not, but rather that suffix is a suffix which is dependent upon the Shem HaKarka, if the Karka is considered as the Ilon or not. On the other hand, as far as the Halacha, that Kona Shoish Ilonis is Kona Karka, this that we say, that Kona Shoish Ilonis is Kona Karka, is only because we have the Da'as HaMeicher, like we mentioned before, B'shitas HaRambam. And the Da'as HaMeicher is to include the Karka in the seal of the Ilonis. We do not say that based on this, that the Karka is considered as the Ilon. For that reason, the Karka is Memeilo included in the seal of the Ilonis. And since by Shnei Ilonis, the Tzad that the Karka is sold together with the Ilonis is because we consider the Karka as a Shnei Ilon, for that reason, the Suffolk remains a Suffolk. Only by Shloish Ilonis do we say that wherever there is a Suffolk, then this, that Kona Karka, we say Kona Karka mitam vaday, since this, that by Kona Shloish Ilonis is Kona Karka, is only because it is included in the Da'as HaMeicher, and the Da'as HaMeicher and the Da'as HaLekech was to include the Karka. For that reason, by a Suffolk, we say mitam vaday, that the Karka was not included in the Da'as HaMeicher v'Da'as HaLekech, as Rami Simcha explains. That is Achir the Mahalach b'Shitas HaRambam v'Arosh. Now, as far as this, someone sees in our Gemara that there is a Shir Daud Amis, and one needs that the Ilonis are Meruchakim one from the other, Kashir Daud Amis, we find a tremendous machlekes between the Rashbam and Tosfos as far as how to explain the Shir Daud Amis. Tosfos explains this, that there is a Shir Daud Amis, and the Gemara refers to the Shir Daud Amis as Kimloi HaBokar v'Kelov. Tosfos says, Elcho HaPerushim Kimloi Bokar v'Kelov v'Inakti Elo L'Shir Ba'Oma. The Bedura Derusa Bavel Hava, Ube Bavel Shir Bokar Vakeil Vayhave Elash De Ames, Kedamer Boy Achbar. And even in Bavel, even though the Shir Kmoy Bokar Vakeil is to Ames, but still as far as Mirutzafim, one needs Kishir Daud Ames. As Teisha says, Ale Inyan Ritzufa Deshmaitzim and Nichilik. And no matter what, even in Bavel, one needs Daud Ames. In other words, Teisha understands that the Shir Daud Ames has nothing to do with the fact that one needs Kamoi Bokar Vakela between the Ilonis. On the other end, in the Rashbam before number base, the Rashbam Adibra Maschom Arbaamis explains this, that one needs Arbaamis is because one needs Shetei Ruuya Hamachrisha Lachrish Paintayim Levad Oive Hoilonis Kedemucha Chakamei. In other words, the Rashbam explains this, that our Gemara says Kamoi Bokar Vakela is the reason behind the Shear of the Arbaamis. One needs the amount of space to allow the Machareisha to be Chirish Paintayim. According to Rashbam, the Shir Daud Amis and this, the Gemara is a tzad, that the Shir is Chas Amis, have nothing to do one with the other. The Shir Daud Amis is only to allow for the Machareisha to be Chirish Paintayim. On the other hand, the Shir Chas Amis is a whole different halacha that one needs a certain space between the Ilonis in order for us to say that the Ilonis are not Oim Demayaker. That is the Shita of the Rashbam. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara brings down the following machlekes. By a kerem and a tua pachas midaud ames. According to Reb Shimon, such a kerem is not considered a kerem. Chachamim on the other end argue, and Chachamim say kerem v'royin es hamtsoyim kiu einan. The Rashbam explains this, that Chachamim say royin es hamtsoyim kiu einan, and therefore it is considered a kerem, is because we say Ka'im midway Akar Ka'akar Domi. The Rashbam goes on to say that this halacha of Chachamim is a chumrah hi gabi kalayim, and this halacha only applies to kalayim and does not apply to other halachas. Only by kalayim will we say that kalayim edu yaker kaker dummy, and therefore it is still considered a kalayim. Well, here one can ask the following to me on the Rashbam from this that we find before in the Gemara that from Zayin Rebeis, that the Gemara says Amarava machran retzufen ein way karka. The Gemara goes on to say, Omer Abzira Ketanoi, Kerem Shunatua, Pachas Marabamas, Rabshim and Omer Ene Kerem, Vichachamim, Omer Marezu Kerem. In other words, the Gemara that from Zainu and Base 1 clearly sees that the Gemara says that the halacha of Rava, Machron, Ritzufin is dependent upon the Machlekes between Rabshim and Chachamim. And according to Chachamim, just as Chachamim say, Arezu Kerem, so too according to Chachamim, we will say that Machron, Ritzufin, Yeshoi Karka. So to answer the seeming Tmiya Veshitas HaRashbam, Lachay, one can answer the Tmiya with a number of Mahalchim. The first Mahalch is by saying that the Rashbam understands that there is a Machlekes HaSugis. The Sugis HaGemara before Nafam Zayinu Rebeis understands that just like according to Chachamim, it is considered a Kerem even though there is a Merchak of less than Daud Ames. Between the Gefanim, so too we will say Machron Ritzufim Yeshoi Karaka. On the other hand, the Sugi of our Gemara understands that even according to Chacham, the Lach will be Machron Ritzufim Einoi Karaka. And the Lach of Chachamim is only a Chumr Lagabe Kalayim. Well, here one can explain that the Machlokes HaSugis is a Machlokes as far as how to understand the Shir of Daud Ames. This, that there is a Shir of Daud Ames, what is Pshat in the Shir of Daud Ames? The Gemara before the Nafam Zayin Rebeis understands that the Shir Daud Ames is just the Shir Merchak that one needs in order that the Ilanis should not be considered too close together. And so too by Gefanim, the Shir Merchak Daud Ames is a Shir in order that the Gefanim should not be considered too close together. In order that they should be considered that they were planted in a normal fashion, one needs a certain Shir Merchak. And the Shir Merchak is Daud Ames. And for that reason, the Gemara before the Nafam Zayin Rebeis understands this that Chaim say Royin es Chaim Tzayim Kilo Einam. It is not just a Chumra Le'inyan Kalayim, but rather it is Alacha Me'ikra Din. Just because there happen to be other things planted Beitayim, we can see es Chaim Tzayim Kilo Einam. And we will look at the outer Ilonis, and we will look at the outer Grafanim, and ignore whatever is Beitayim. And therefore Chachamim's Halacha will apply to Machron Ritzufim as well. On the other hand, our sugya understands that the halach of Daud Ames is as Rashbam explains in our sugya, based on this that one needs the amount to allow for the charisha of the macharisha. And for that reason, if there are ilanis or gefanim beintayim, one does not have the ability to be charish beintayim. And without the ability to be charish beintayim, it is not considered a workable kerem. And for that reason, it is not considered a kerem. And so it will not be considered a steyulon. And for that reason, our sugya understands, as Rashbam explains, this tachaim say royin es haim tzayim keilu einam is only a chumro agabe kolayim. There is no mokim for the halacha of chachamim mi'ikra din. And therefore, our sugya understands that the halacha of chachamim will not affect the halacha of machron mitzufim. The halacha of machron mitzufim remains intact even according to chachamim. That is one mahalach with which one can explain pshat and the Rashbam and our sugya from the Gemara before in the Chamed Zayin and Mabes. Another mahalach with which one can explain pshat and the Rashbam and our sugya is as is mashma before in the Rashbam and the Chamed Zayin and Mabes. From the Rashbam before in the Chamed Zayin and Mabes, it is mashma this that the Gemara explains that mochon ritzufim, if yeshvei karka or einwei karka, is dependent upon the machlokes between Reb Shimon and Rabbanon, is only if we are to understand that the halacha of machron ritzufin refers to ilanis that are netuim pachas imata asar lebeisa. As we mentioned before, the Rashbam understands that there is a machlokes hasugyas as far as mechira. Do we say that the shir as far as mechira is a shir from Daud Ames at Zayin Ama, or do we say that the shir as far as mechira is a shir of mata asar lebeisa as we find before in the Gemara and Afayim Beis? And the Rashbam explains this, the Rava says, Machron Ritzufim Einoi Karka. And the Gemara says, Ketanoi is only referring to the shir of Machron Ritzufim Pachas Imata Asar Lebeisa. And therefore one can say this, that our Gemara understands that Machron Ritzufim is dependent upon the Machlokes between Reb Shimon and Chachamim, is only because that machan retzufim is pachas imata saro beisa. As far as the case he was machan retzufim pachas midaor ames, then even according to Chachamim, we will not say machar es hakarka. This that we differentiate between machan retzufim pachas imata saro beisa, that then one can apply the sheet of Chachamim. And this, that by machan retzufim pachas midaor ames, we cannot apply the sheet of Chachamim, is because as far as machan retzufim pachas imata saro beisa, the reason why we will say loy kana karka is because in order to be kana the karka, one needs to see that the karka is mitashmishe ha'ilan and is serving for the unique of the ilan, which as he mentioned before is the shir of mata saro beisa. The shir of mata saro beisa is because that is the shir unique asal ilan. And therefore if the ilanis are planted mimata saro beisa, then we see that the karka is meshamesh, the unique of the ilan, and therefore the karka is considered mitashmishe ha'ilan. And for that reason we say that if he was kana gimel ilanis kashir mata asaro beisa, then he is kina the karka. As far as that, we will say that even though he was machan retzufim, and therefore we should no longer consider the karka mitashmishe ilan, since the karka is no longer only serving the purpose of the unique of the ilan, since he planted the ilanis in a way that he is ignoring the unique of the ilan, but still based on the sheet of Chacham, we will say Royin es ha'emtzayim kilo einam. And we ignore the ilanis which are b'intayim, and we only look at the outer ilanis. And we say that the middle ilanis are oim d'mayaker. And therefore one still sees that the karka is being meshamesh, the unika of the outer ilanis. But as far as the halach of machan retzufim paches mitaor ames, even if we will say like the sheet of Chachamim the Royin es ha'emtzayim kilo einam, but still, since one does not have the ability to be chayush b'intayim, for that reason, it will not be considered as the ilan. That is another mahalach with which one can answer and explain pshat in our Rashbam from the Gemara before in the Daf Amud Zayin of a base. But now one has to understand pshat in the Rashbam before. On the Flamen Zayin base, how can the Rashbam explain this service says Machan Retzufim Einoi Karka is referring to Machan Retzufim Pachas Imata Asar Beisa, if Ravin our Sugya clearly says Amar Rav Hilchas Arba Ames Va'ad Sheish Esrei. So from our Sugya one clearly sees that Rav understands that the Shir of Retzufim by Ilanis is not Mimata Asar Beisa, but rather the Shir is Midaor Ames Ates Ayin Ama. So here to explain pshat in the sheet of the Rashbam before the Flamen Zayin or a base, one has to say as follows. This that the Rashbam explains with Shitas Rava, that Machon Retzufim Einoi Karka, and Retzufim implies to Pachas Imata Asaro Beisa, is because the Rashbam understands with Shitas Rava that there are two ways with which one can be Kaina Karka by Kana Shoyshe Ilanis. One way is this that we say that by Kana Shoyshe Ilanis he is Kaina, and then there is another halacha that by kaina shloisha ilanis he is kaina the entire sada and he is kaina the entire beisa. He is not only kaina b'intayim v'chutzalahen k'moy oya v'salei. And therefore one can say that as far as this the Rava says in our sugya that the shir is midaor ames atesayin, Rava is referring to halacha of kaina shoyshe ilanis kaina karka, which means that he is kaina b'intayim v'chutzalahen k'moy oya v'salei. As far as that, we say that in order to have that halacha, one needs the shir of midaor ames va'ates ayin. But then there is another halacha as well, that by kaina shoyshe ilanis mimata asaro beisa, then he is kaina the entire beisa. And this that he is kaina the entire beisa is as Rashbam explains before in the Flamen Zayin of a base. Since then we consider the entire Beisa as is the Ilan of these Ilanis. And as far as being kind of the entire Beisa, and as far as us considering the entire Beisa as is the Ilan of these Ilanis, one needs Kashir Mata Asaro Beisa. That is Zechira, how one can explain Pshat in the Shita of the Rashbam.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.